Bucks FM 107.2, Young Radio.
All right, on the line at the moment, we have got a gentleman by the name of Pieter Klasa. Pieter works at the University of Pretoria in the recruitment agency. Basically, his job is to get you as a student from high school or wherever you are in through the University of Pretoria's process, and basically to get you studying at the University of Pretoria as quickly and as effortlessly as possible. So, Pieter, I think my first question is, if I'm a prospective student, how do I decide what my... What I should be studying? How does a learner decide on the study program that best suits them?
Thank you, Mike. I think one of the biggest problems why first-year students struggle in their first year or even drop out is because they enter wrong study programs.
Okay.
It's all about planning, because students usually get to grade 12 and then suddenly they realize they have to study and they grab a booklet and they try to decide which program to follow. That is the wrong way to go. So we encourage students to take time and first do some research and find out what do you want to be one day? What career would you like to be in? And there's so many information about that. We at the university can also assist with career interest questionnaires that we can do. And then we guide students, we expose them to careers. And then when we decide on a specific career, then it's simple to say, now I must study this study program to get there. So we can assist in that regard, and that is what we encourage students, because at the end, they must study something that they're going to like and that they're going to enjoy, because they have to prepare themselves for 30, 40 years after matric to be happy in a career.
Absolutely.
The other thing that we would like to also encourage from our side is job shadowing. Often students enter the institution with a perception about a career, and then they get a nasty surprise when they end up at the university. So if you decide, for instance, to become an architecture, or architect, please take some time, make an appointment, even if it's an online discussion with the architect that is in a real job now. Find out what are the nice things about the career, what's the challenging things, what the challenges for a girl in this kind of career. And in this way, you can make up your mind that at the end, you pick the right career, not only based on the salary that you're going to earn one day, because it's important, but it's not the only consideration, but rather look at a career that you are really going to be interested in, and then you will exactly know what you are getting yourself into.
Okay, excellent. So once you've done that and you sort of understand exactly what you want to study, how or where can I get more information about being a first year and first year studies at the University of Pretoria?
Firstly, I would just like to say that we've got a very detailed website. So prospective students, if you go onto the homepage of the University of Pretoria, www.up.ac.za, right at the top of the homepage, you will get a link study. You just click on study, and then there will be a menu with all the information that you need, what to study, admission requirements, finances, etc., etc. Another way is just download our Junior Techie app, which is a web-based app. You just go to Junior Techie app, one word, .co.za, and to download the app, and you will get all the necessary information on that app. If you would like to send us an email, please address your email to carol.bosch@up.ac.za with your inquiry, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Wonderful. Pieter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
I love my life. I love Tux FM.
It's Tux FM 107.2. On the line at the moment, we've got a representative from the UP recruitment office. Jean, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks yourself, Mike.
Good, thank you. Okay, let's get straight into it. Jean, if you could tell us, potential students are obviously going to need to pay for their studies at UP. Will students be able to afford studying at UP? And how does one apply for a bursary or a study loan, including something like NSFAS, for example?
All right. Prospective students should not let money be a factor standing in the way in order to study at a tertiary institution, and especially at the University of Pretoria. Parents who do not have the financial means and which earn a combined income less than 350,000 rand per annum automatically qualify to apply, but their child should meet the admission requirements and marks for the tertiary studies. So they will then be able to apply for the NSFAS, which is the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, funding in their grade 12 year, which is then obviously 2024-2021 studies. The NSFAS funding covers the tuition fees, the accommodation fees, and all the books. Applications for NIS funds opens 1st of August every year. So from the 1st of August, they can then go online and apply for 2021 studies and so forth. Please go visit their website on www.nisfas.org.za for all information and details in order to apply. With regards to the UP bursary, UP has a Fly at UP Assist First Year Awards program, which automatically offers bursaries to grade 12 learners based on their final average percentage obtained. This is not the number of distinctions obtained. It's only the final average percentage obtained. And then these bursary values range from 6.5 to 40,000 Rand. And like I said, students do not need to apply for it. It gets automatically awarded to them if they've applied at TIPS, being provisionally accepted, and they meet the requirements for those values. And then for more information, they must please visit our student funding link on our website, where they can apply for financial aid, including merit awards, funding opportunities, as well as find all the details regarding the UP bursary.
Okay, beautiful. All right, how do I check my application status? Where do I go to make sure that that my application status has gone through, for example?
Okay. Once a prospective student has applied, then he or she in turn gets instructed to log on to the University of Pretoria's student portal in order to view their application status, TICS res, so the accommodation status, as well as contract details and much more. The UP Student Portal will then be the only platform where all future communication between the university and the prospective students will take place. So no email correspondence or information will go through on the UP Student Portal, and all information will be shared then. Should a student or a prospective student find difficulty to access their student portal and so forth, they should then please access our self-help guides. They are available on our website at www.up.ac.za. Students should then click on Students, then click on Undergraduate, and then click on the self-help guides, which will incorporate things like access the UP portal login screen, set up your portal password, track your application status, complete your online contract, view and print UP communications, and much more. So once logged into the student portal, the application status will indicate the two study choices exercise, which was applied for by the student, as well as feedback would be given from the relevant faculty indicating your application is successful, you've been provisionally accepted for whichever degree, or your application for a selection program like medicine, physio, and so forth is being processed. It's then up to the prospective student to either accept or decline the offer from UP. And then once a prospective student has been given provisional acceptance for a degree program applied for, the application for accommodation will be processed, and the prospective student will then be informed regarding the status of being accepted for res or not. But that will all take place on the platform.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so you mentioned earlier something about a study contract. What is a study contract, and how must an applicant complete it?
Okay, a study contract is an agreement entered into between the University of Pretoria, the applicant, and their parents or guardians, pertaining to agreeing to and adhering to the rules and regulations as set out by the University of Pretoria, agreeing to who is responsible for the school fees, and so forth. So all the legal aspects are combined within this contract, which they need to sign and agree to, and so forth. The contract can be downloaded from the student portal. Again, please note, very important, the University of Pretoria will only accept original signed document. Email contracts will not be accepted. Contracts can be sent via registered mail to Student Service Center, University of Pretoria, Private Bag X20, Hatfield 0028, or hand-delivered to the University of Pretoria once the campus has reopened after lockdown. It's not a big crisis. As long as a student submits or hands in his or her contract before the end of the year. Contracts have to be processed by the University of Pretoria's legal department, reason why the original documents are needed, and this could take some time. The contract status on the student portal will only change once the contract has been processed by the legal department. And if your contract has been processed and has been completed correctly and in full, then the student will not have any contract-related notifications under their to-do list on their student portal. If the contract has been processed and has been completed incorrectly, the required information will appear under your to-do list, such as signatures, outstanding, and so forth. Then those contracts will need to be recompleted and resubmitted, which could take a lengthy process. What I'm going to advise is to complete, download the contract completed, and then upload it and send it to the applications manager, Mrs. Verona DeMas. Her email address is Verona, V-E-R-O-N-A dot D-E-M-A-S at up.ac.za, where she can then check the contract, whether it's been correctly completed, and if there's anything outstanding, then she can notify the prospective students, and then obviously hand it in or send it by a registered mail in order to get it processed. I think this will just speed up the process and also avoid any problems in the process of completing and submitting and receiving it back and forth. So send it to her, let her check it. She will then liaise back with what the status is, and then one can submit.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, John.
Only a pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Pax FM 107.2, Young Radio.
All right, on the line at the moment, we are chatting to Neo. Neo is a member of the University of Pretoria's recruitment agency. And basically what they do is they get you, when you want to study, to apply at the University of Pretoria, and they assist you with your application process. And hopefully you qualify to study at UP. Neo, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you, Michael?
Good, thank you. Okay, so let's get straight into it. Now, a lot of people don't know when they qualify to actually study at university. Can you tell us, when does a learner qualify to study for the study program at the University of Pretoria?
So firstly, I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity, as it is imperative to communicate with our prospective applicants on how they can be part of our UP family. So to answer your question, admission to programs purely dependent on academic achievement.
Okay.
Grade 12 learners need to apply using a final grade 11 result for a conditional acceptance. And then the final grade 12 results will then get them admitted.
Okay, sorry, I just wanted to clarify that. So at the end of my grade 11 year, I will be able to start the process of applying at university.
Yes, so once you are in grade 12, so we're talking about from the 1st of March.
Yes.
This is where you'll be able to apply with the University of Pretoria.
Okay.
Using your final grade 11 results.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, and then we will then look at the final grade 12 results in order for the candidates to be admitted. So therefore, final grade 11 as well as final grade 12 will be considered.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. The university also accepts prospective applicants who have completed and have received their school certificates, such as your NSC, IEB, and international qualifications. So once the applications are then in, we will look at the admission point score, which is calculated from the results that have been received. We look at 6 subjects, excluding life orientation, and the candidates need to have passed with a bachelor's at the end of grade 11 and 12.
Okay, cool. So how does the whole application process work? Say, for example, I want to obviously apply to for a study program, but I also want to apply for a residence as well. How does the application process for a study program and a residence work?
Okay. Online applications. So prospective applicants have to go on our link, which is www.up.ac.za/apply. We will need an email address. So prospective candidates need to have an email address in order to receive the temporary student number and the password, which is sent on the email. This will also allow them to start the application process. Now, there are 12 steps that need to be completed. So at the end of the application, the candidates need to verify and then submit the application. Because that's what we have also realized. Candidates are not verifying and submitting the application, and that means that they have not completed the application. Then we will send them an email which will have their student number, and the student number will begin with U21. So you're probably wondering what is required. We definitely need final grade 11, as I have mentioned, and the final school year certificate. IDs will be needed, and the application fee will be 300 Rand. If the applicants cannot afford the 300 Rand, they will then need to have an affidavit done and then just link it up to the payment section so that we know that they cannot afford the 300 Rand.
Okay, wonderful. Is it compulsory for all applications or all applicants to write the National Benchmarks Test?
Not necessarily. So therefore, at the university, we have selection programs as well as non-selection programs. So selection programs will be your health sciences, veterinary sciences, as well as architecture. So that means they close early in the year. They close on the 31st of May, but due to COVID-19, an extension has been made. So architecture will then close on the 30th of June, health sciences and veterinary sciences on the 31st of July. Why this is important? Selection program, the faculty does not only accept the candidates based on final grade 11 results. So we need more from the candidates. So this is where the NBTs will play a role within the health science faculty. So with health sciences, compulsory. With regards to the other faculties at the university, the faculty will then communicate accordingly with the candidates if they should write NBTs based on the results that have been received.
Okay. Now, thank you so much for your time. And just in closing, if I want to send an email to the University of Pretoria just with some general queries, who do I email?
Okay. General emails may go out to Carol Boss. With regard to Carol Boss, her email is carol.boss@up.ac.za. But they can also send out my blog request to my email address, which is nawa.makubedu@up.ac.za.
Excellent. Nawa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. And have a great day further.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.